Join us for Troops Fall In, a program bringing encouragement in Christ by military, for military, and their families. Now, here's the chaplain.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Chaplain Matt Hollenbeck with the New York Air National Guard. Let's go to God's Word together. Fall in. I'm sure it's happened to most of you. You stop for gas or grab some milk on the way home and you're in uniform, and some very kind person will walk up to you and say, "Thank you for your service." I admit I always feel a bit awkward, but I know it's coming from a great place, so I simply return a "thank you for your support" and give them a smile. But that's what our calling is about, right? For the military member and the family, our life is service to our nation. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we know there's a call to service rooted in our faith as well. We get a powerful picture of that in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. This passage is both humbling and empowering. It's humbling because it reminds us that every talent and ability we have is a gift from God, entrusted to us for His purposes. We're simply stewards of His grace. But it's empowering because when we speak or serve in His name, we're doing so with His wisdom and strength. We get to join God in His incredible work. And think about the unique opportunities we have in the military community. Maybe you're good at organizing, so you help new families when they move in. Maybe you're handy with tools and you can help folks get their housing looking great. Maybe you're a great listener and you can put people at ease who have no one else to talk with. And notice how Peter says this: if anyone speaks and if anyone serves. This isn't just about accomplishing grand tasks for God. It's about everyday interactions. When you talk with people, are you speaking words of hope and truth and encouragement? When you serve, are you doing it with tenderness and humility, pointing them to the foundation of our joy and peace, Jesus Christ? Sometimes, especially in the military, where complaining is practically an Olympic event, it's easy to just gripe together about all that's wrong and get even more discouraged. But this is exactly where we can be salt and light to those around us. Living a life of service means seeing every task as a chance to glorify God. We all know the struggles of military life, which means we all know how to genuinely help someone who's tired or discouraged or struggling. I encourage you to draw on the strength God provides and find joy in being a part of His wonderful work. To all of you, service members and family, thank you for your service. May the grace, love, and fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Fall out.
That was Air Force Chaplain Matt Hollenbeck and the program Troops Fall In. Encouragement in Christ by military, for military, and their families. Join us next time.